Once in a while, I'll mistakenly get tickets to the 3D movie, and I ruin it. It's the worst.
Yeah, it's terrible, right?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, I got pile tickets to the Captain America screening here, and she was furious, like the early screening. And she was furious because it was in 3D.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I don't blame
sorry.
Her.
Sorry. Yeah. She's like,
you got the glasses on, it costs more. It's not good.
It sucked. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show. It's Culture Time. I'm Hemel.
Hi, listeners. I'm Brian, Hemel's most frequent and most beloved podcasting guest
most
host.
Most beloved. Anyway, Brian is back joining us. And
I'm back, baby! Can that be my catchphrase?
Just for everybody who is listening at home and you want to wonder why we're a little punchy, we kind of been here for an hour already. We've worked through a lot today.
Yeah, we were talking about... Well, we were talking about material that would not have been podcast appropriate. We were talking a lot. We were gossiping about mutual friends.
I wouldn't call it gossiping. I think you and I were just talking.
Yeah, we were just riffing.
Yeah, we were just riffing.
But gossiping gets a bad rap, right? Like people talk about gossip, it's a pejorative.
Right.
But really, gossip is how human social groups throughout time have bonded and policed their boundaries and sort of set their values. A little bit of gossip is not a bad thing.
I mean, it's just sharing information and building personal connections.
And a little bit of judging, and that's not always bad.
I think a lot of judging, and I'm totally fine with it.
Judging needs to be done. Acts occur that ought to be judged.
Somebody needs to be judged.
Yes, not me or you.
I will be the person to do it.
We should judge.
Anyway.
So do you not want to talk about the 1980s heartwarming sports comedy Cool Runnings?
Let's talk about Cool Runnings first.
You've never seen it.
I've never seen it all the way through.
What does that mean?
It means
I
caught
watching?
It. No, it means I've caught it on cable and I watched like 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there.
Well, there was a deliberately contrarian piece, I think Slate this past week, about how Cool Runnings is not a cult classic. It was a dumb take because, first of all, no one thinks of Cool Runnings as a cult classic in the first place.
I will just pause you right there to say that Slate is just a hotbed of trolling hot takes. Like, that is their only purpose these days.
But anyway.
Go back to Cool Runnings.
About, Cool Runnings is not a great movie and you just kind of remembered from the 80s and it's not a really cult classic. But I don't think anyone thinks it's a cult classic. And after I read the hot take and was irked by it, I was at work, and so I was asking around people who are, not like the millennials, because they wouldn't know, but asking people my age, like, hey, do you remember Cool Runnings? And everyone's like, all right, yeah, they're making a bobsled movie.
Right.
But no one was like, oh my God, of course, cult classic Cool Runnings.
Okay.
But
I'm with you.
Well, it's very much in the vein. So I love Cool Runnings, and it's appropriate now because it's Winter Olympics time. And I don't know if you haven't seen the movie. So it is based on the true story of the, 1984 Jamaican bobsled team.
Yes.
It departs heavily from the reality. But it's a great story nonetheless. If you recall, there's these Jamaican sprinters and they're going to go to the Olympics. And there's three of them. There's a mean bald one. And then there's like a weak-willed rich one. And then there's the main character, Doris, who is handsome and charming. And they all get tangled up and they fall over and they don't qualify and they can't go to the Olympics. So Doris decides they're going to form a bobsledding team because driving pushcarts downhill is some kind of Jamaican thing. And it has all the hallmarks of your classic Disney sports movie. There's these lovable misfits and they have to overcome adversity. But they don't win. That's a great thing, right?
Right. They're not going to make...
they fail.
They're not going to get the gold medal.
They don't. Yeah. They screw up. And that's a great moment. And again, if you haven't seen the movie, everyone should have, but what really happened and what the movie fictionalizes and elaborates is they blow it, they flip over, but they get up and they carry their bobsled over the finish line and they win like a moral victory. And all the people that were down on them are like, they start slow clapping. And you haven't seen movies, so you should see it. There's these East Germans who were the villains.
Always.
They had East Germans back then. And then they're getting a bar brawl with the Jamaicans, and the main East German, he calls Doris, the main character, he calls him Jamaica in this very sort of dismissive way. But at the end, when they walk across the line, the mean East German comes up and he says, we'll see you next year, Jamaica? And he's accepted. Like, they have won him over with their heart.
It's like the end of Top Gun when, Maverick and Iceman shake hands or whatever it is that they do.
Yeah, hug.
It's like a bro hug, a homoerotic handshake. I don't know, whatever it is that happens in Top Gun.
But in all those sports movies, the redemption is always about victory, right? Like the misfits win, they beat the better team. Cool Runnings is the only one I can think of where the lovable misfits remain lovable misfits. They do not win, and they are still redeemed.
Bring It On is a very...
Do they not win in Bring It On?
No, they don't win in Bring It On.
I don't remember that.
So Bring It On, if you're familiar with that, is the Kristen Dunst cheerleading movie.
Yes, I remember.
It's fantastic, but it very much follows all the conventions of a sports movie. It's billed as like a teenage dramedy, but it's very much a sports movie because they're actually not the underdogs, but they're the favorites.
Oh, right.
And
they're
white kids, and they have to redo their whole routine because it turns out that the person who taught it to them, you know, stole it from the East Compton team, which
is
underprivileged, sassy black kids. Actually, it was played fabulously by Gabrielle Union.
Yes, I remember.
Wonderful. But in the end, they don't win. You know, they take home second place. But it's pretty much like, we did the right thing, so we're okay with second place.
Yeah,
because we could have won with first place. Yeah, it is. It's a very good movie. But that's the only one I can think of where they don't actually win.
Yeah. Rudy, Remember the Titans, the Mighty Ducks, Hoosiers, you name it, they always win.
That great movie with Dennis Quaid. Yes,
like Dennis Quaid.
And he's a baseball guy. He's a pitcher. What the fuck? Why can't I think of this?
You have a weird taste in like leading men.
I mean, Dennis Quaid is super conventional.
Dennis Quaid and Ted Danson are your go-tos. And you know, also it's about the main characters are all black. And I feel like in every other sports movie where the main characters are all black, overcoming the racists is very much like either the subtext or just the text.
Oh, yeah.
And in Cool Runnings, there's a few jokes about like ducks out of water because they're, but it, even then, it's more about like, oh, you're
it's
from
cultural.
A Caribbean nation.
Yeah,
yeah, it's, and this is
it's
the
not,
winter.
Yeah.
The movie doesn't lean into that at all. And it's fine. Like, why shouldn't some black characters have their like dumb, heartwarming sports movie without it being about them being black?
Well, this is the thing that keeps coming up with Black Panther that's coming out shortly.
Right, yeah.
Or by the time this gets posted will have been out for a while. Part of the conversation around that has always been like, it's awesome to see a black characters in a movie that isn't about black pain, right?
Yes.
It's just like about them living their lives. Like, it's not about them overcoming things or dealing with slavery or, you know, human bondage or whatever. It's just like, let them just be people without exploiting their history and their pain.
So I think that Cool Runnings, as you say, is sort of a real marker for achievement and human freedom, really.
I love that
I
you're
agree.
Super angry about this late. You should have just wrote a rebuttal.
Also, John Candy, who you would never think of, who you do not think of, God rest his memory, as being a dramatic actor.
Yeah.
Because he's not. He was just like a...
He was a comedian.
Yeah, he was a goofball comedian. Turns in a passable dramatic performance. There's a scene. Okay, if you don't watch the movie, and you should, go at least look for the scene where John Candy delivers the big speech. And again, in the heartwarming sports movie template, he's the coach, right? He was an Olympic gold medalist, and he was disgraced. He was cheating, and they drag him out of his drunken stupor, and he wasn't want to teach him, but my God, these boys have heart. Let's try it one more time. According to the template, the big speech should be him pepping them up, right?
Right. According to the conventions of sports movies, that's the coach gives a rousing speech.
Yes, but he doesn't. In the movie, the characters, the sports guys themselves, are beaten down, and they themselves have to pick themselves back up. In fact, like the main character, Dorice, is really, he has this like fetish for the Swiss, and he wants to do everything like the Swiss do, and he's annoying the hell out of his team. And finally, they're like, hey, like, we're not the Swiss. We're Jamaicans. We have to do it the Jamaican way. And that's how they pick themselves up. But the heartwarming speech moment is there's like a bad official who's trying to, he thinks the Jamaican bobsled team is going to, they're going to besmirch the good name of the sport.
Bobsledding.
Yeah, bobsledding is an important sport. This is a sideshow, and I want nothing to do with these people. And John Candy gives, and it's just the two of them, and the speech is all like, look, you know, 16 years ago, I made a terrible mistake. You want to throw me out? Throw me out. You want to take it out on me? Do it. I let you down. I let my country down. Don't take it out on these guys. They are They have worked so hard. They've worked harder than anybody out there on the ice, and they have earned the right to bear their country's flag. Don't take that away from them. It's a great speech, and it's all the more greater by, A, not being the let's get out there and win for the dead guy,
yeah,
and being delivered by none other than John Candy.
John Candy is fantastic in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Is that John Candy?
John Candy is fantastic in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Pause. Is that John Candy? I like how you weren't even uncertain. You delivered both the lines with full confidence and certainty.
Is that John Candy?
That is John Candy.
Good. Thank God. No, he's fantastic. I've never seen this movie. But I like sports movies that don't fit the mold, right? Like, I like the unconventionalness of, and I'm trying to think if we've had any recently.
I feel like that genre is a bit on it's a bit on ice lately. You know, I do not care for sports one little bit.
You hate sports, but as we discussed.
No, I don't hate sports. I just don't care about them.
I'm checking my phone only because I need to figure out the name of this Keanu Reeves sports movie. It's not The Replacements.
He's the baseball
coach.
Yes,
the baseball coach. What is that called?
It's called Keanu Reeves Baseball Coach. And that's a good one, too. And there's a line. I think it was probably in the trailer. It's really stuck in my head where he delivers it so Keanu Reeves-ishly, but like he's talking about how like victory is won by people who show up, and I'm amazed by you guys' ability to keep showing up. It's a good line.
It's a good line, but Keanu Reeves plays this role.
He can only do Keanu Reeves roles.
Well, that's the point, is that he can only do Keanu Reeves roles.
He should only do Keanu Reeves roles.
He's like a slacker lawyer who, you know, coaches a baseball team, a little league, minor league team.
Yeah, it's the Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
Updated.
Kind of updated. But he's really good in it.
But you know, the point I was making was that I dislike sports, or I don't care about sports at all.
Okay.
I love
I cut you off?
Yes. You know what? Now that I'm in the position where someone is interrupting me, I understand for the first time in my life how painful that is. I love a heartwarming sports movie. I love them. I'll take them all.
What's your favorite, aside from
Hoosiers.
What?
Hoosiers.
You
I love
like
Hoosiers.
Hoosiers?
Do you not like Hoosiers?
I just always stuck to me as like horrible and bleak and depressing.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Oh,
and all the
Jesus.
Gray horribleness of the Indiana town just makes me sad. Oh. I understand that it's about them winning and overcoming, you know, everything that they've been through. But it's not a fun movie for me to watch.
It's not supposed to be a fun movie. It's supposed to be a life-changing movie.
I think it's fine. What other movies are there? There's Hoosiers.
I was named for Brian Piccolo, the main character in Brian's Song.
You told me that.
Which has, they did like a TV Movie of the Week version a few years ago. And do not watch that. Watch the original.
Oh,
here's a great one. Winter Olympics themed. Oh my God, I can't remember the name of it. The one with Maura Kelly, toe pick. She's a figure skater. What's that one?
Oh my God.
That's
I know
a good one.
I
want to say Blaze of Glory, but that's not it. That's a dumb Will
Ferrell
movie.
No, it's
Cut Up. No.
No.
Ice Problem.
Something to do with cut. I know it's got something to do with cut.
Cut the Edge. Edge of the Cut. This is the worst podcast segment of all time. Ryan and Hemel shouting. If anyone is listening, they're like, oh my God, it's this obvious thing. Quit saying the stupid versions of what it's not.
None of this is actually.
Cutting Edge.
Cutting Edge.
The Cutting Edge.
I couldn't even unlock my phone fast
That's
enough
a good one.
To Google it.
And that is a classic sports movie.
I've never seen it.
What the hell? We've been talking about it for 5 minutes. How do you not even. You haven't even seen it.
I don't like Moira Kelly. I know that she's a uptight ice skater and he's a hockey player and they're Canadian and blah, blah, blah. And they win a gold medal, right?
Yeah, so she's got this dream of Olympic gold in figure skating. She's a rich kid, daddy's girl, and something happens with her partner and her dad brings in this like brash young street smart hockey player because by God he can skate and they have to turn him into a figure skater and he's very contemptuous of it, but I can't remember what something, maybe they're paying for his mom's surgery, who knows. But he does it, he sticks with it, and then he realizes that like they're, and I'm sure they fall in love, I don't remember. But
of course they fall in love.
Yeah, of course they fall in love.
I think that the sports movies that have not aged well are all the Kevin Costner ones. Field of Dreams.
Is there more than Field of Dreams?
Bull Durham.
Oh, Bull Durham, right.
For Love of the Game. He did one about golf
the game.
That I don't understand.
He did a lot of sports
He did
movies.
The one about the Denver Broncos draft day,
that was
which
really
is terrible.
His wheelhouse.
He loves sports. I think those I really liked as a kid,
yeah,
as a young person.
Do we have modern sports movies?
I think Draft Day was the most recent one. Every time there's a sports movie, somebody sends it to us to try to promote them. And none of them have been good.
Jerry Maguire, classic sports movie.
Classic
great
sports movie. Very good.
Moneyball was not a bad movie.
Never watched it.
Oh.
I suck. I don't see anything.
I feel like you and I together would be a great sports reporter. Because you love sports and cover them. And I like sports movies.
You're like, I like sports movies. All right, well, let me know how I should introduce you next time. Brian Minter.
Saboteur. Podcast co-host.
Podcast
ladies
co-host.
Ladies man. Cool runnings enthusiast, I'm fine with.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.